Rusty Quill Presents Chapter and Multiverse. Come on in, come on in. Get yourself out of the cold. It's nice and warm in here, as it always is, of course. I'll get you your usual tipple right away. Oh, and I mustn't forget to continue the tale of our young superheroes. They had been sent on their first mission rather hurriedly by their supervisor, Vera Constantine, and just made their way inside the mall, where their target, the supervillain known as the Green Needle, was making his presence felt.
Hello and welcome back to Chapter and Multiverse, the actual play podcast where we explore the same city across multiple parallel universes. I am your game master, Maddie Searle. My pronouns are she, her, and today we will be playing our campaign of Masks, A New Generation, which is designed by Brendan Conway and allows players to take on the role of young superheroes. But before we go any further, I must introduce our wonderful and talented players. Could you please let me know your name and pronouns and your character's name and pronouns, starting with Pip?
Hi, I'm Pip Gladwin. I will be playing Joseph Teller, or his superhero alter ego, Zenith, and we're both he-hims.
Incredible. And Lowry.
Hey, I'm Lowry Ann Davis, and I am playing Bladeweth Morgan, a.k.a. Cypher, new shiny name, she, her, and very thoroughly underprepared for this mission.
And Ahmed.
Hi, I'm Ahmed Al-Jabri, and I'm playing Adib, a.k.a. The Turban. His pronouns are he and him.
Cool. And Lydia.
Hi, I am Lydia Nicholas, and my pronouns are she, they, and I'm playing Minnie Smithson, whose hero name is Solatrix. And they're more stylish than I am. Well, her pronouns are... It's a she, they, with a much more weighting on the she.
Perfect. Okay. And yes, last we left off, you had just infiltrated this mall, which had been taken over by...
Have we infiltrated it?
Lydia. We are inside.
We smashed a window.
Yes, and climbed through it.
Yeah.
You have entered the mall. You are inside, let's say, the mall, which has been taken over by the Green Needle and his minions, who are currently looting and have hostages. So it is your job to rescue the hostages and, if possible, take down the offending supervillain. So as you are gathered in this very dull office space for one of the mall workers, what would you like to do?
Minnie's taking notes. It seems to be a very good example of a standard human office.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Morgan is going to turn to Zenith, be like, look, I think we all know you seem to know most what to do. What should we do? I'm very strong. That's all I can do. And I can make people sleep. Just point me at things and I'll smash.
Okay. Everybody ready?
Well, only if you tell me what I should be ready for.
Well, you got the tablet.
Mm-hmm.
So... how are those?
Oh, right, yes. You can see Minnie turns the tablet around and has it sort of zoomed in on the hostages. And do we have the blueprints? Or, in fact, if there aren't blueprints on the tablet, is there possibly a handy map in the office?
Of where all the shops are.
Yeah, where they've got, like, you know... just things like, oh...
you are here.
You know, exactly. I would hope... because people get lost all the time, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. You know. If you flick through the CCTV feed, you can get a good shot of one of those big billboards that they have
there's a camera
by
on
the escalators.
A map. I love it. This is very much a government workaround, for we couldn't upload the blueprint image, but we do have all the
ones. Yeah.
It's in the wrong file kind, and it won't go on that tablet because we haven't paid the license.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, complete with a list of all the shops that are in the mall is very handy to know.
Oh, and look, that one says outmoded DVDs.
Where are the hostages? Which shop are the hostages in, did you say? And how many of them are there?
There are 5 hostages. They are in the entertainment store on the 1st/2nd floor, depending on what your measurement of floors is. The one above, the one on the ground.
They were definitely, you said, next to some DVDs that people don't buy anymore.
Oh, yes. Of course. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And how are the minions armed?
They are very shoddily armed. They very clearly just picked up whatever they could find like around their houses, and also the outfits they're wearing, they are all green, but it's very clearly just like what green clothes they had in their wardrobe.
So it's a St. Patrick's Day crowd.
Yeah. Like someone's got one of those kind of floppy hats on.
A very last minute dress code.
Yeah.
So it's got like shamrock glasses on.
It's not well thought out. You can tell instantly that Green Needle is not a master of planning and tactics necessarily.
Is, out of interest, is the green that they're wearing, can we tell on the CCTV, the same as the green that I am wearing? Could I potentially blend in?
With your super cool...
I love this plan. Like,
tattoo.
Pretend, hey, so great day minioning today, isn't it?
I think, unfortunately, your clothes are probably like too nice to... blend in, but it's a very good thought. I enjoy that a lot.
Yeah, unfortunately, you look amazing.
Morgan will suggest that to them.
Sadly.
Yeah, unfortunately, you look absolutely freaking ripped and sick.
I mean, I'm
so
5'9". That's not that tall, but I am quite tall. That's not that tall.
I think that's tall.
It is tall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Taller than me.
And me.
And the weapons that these minions have are very much like baseball bats with nails stuck in. Kitchen
nasty.
Knife.
That's nasty.
Yeah, it's... Someone even just, like, has a hammer.
If you can just find a baseball bat with nails stuck through it around your house, what is going on in your house?
Well, it's presumably they got a baseball bat and some nails and...
Yeah, the guy with the hammer nailed it.
Yeah, the guy with the hammer was very useful. Yeah. They're a duo. They're a crime-doing duo.
They're working on, like, a supervillain partnership thing. They're like, we're going to be hammer and nail? Is that going to be our, like... name? Yeah. We're workshopping it.
Yeah, they're working their way up the ranks.
But I'm going to be Batman. I'm here all week.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be Haman. Wait. Human. Hammer human. Damn it.
Hammerman.
These guys are a joke. We should be fine.
What is the punchline? Because it looks like they're equipped with weapons and they want to hurt people. And they probably have more training than we do.
I mean, I've watched movies. Are there like vents or something that we could crawl through? Like, I don't know, maybe we could drop down on them? What do you think?
Oh, like that popular Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Die soft. I don't know.
Yeah.
Perish softly.
Live softly.
It would be live soft.
I start looking for vents. Right.
Yeah, live soft.
Like, or I, you know, not for very long and not like 100%, but I can kind of bend light around us so we can kind of walk towards wherever it is. And so long as they don't look directly at us, we will be okay, you know?
I mean, that's...
Are we on the same, just to double check, we're on the same floor as the
yes.
hostages. Great. And with the CCTV plus an image of the sort of floor plan of the mall, do we have an idea of where we are in relationship to where this shop where the hostages are being held is?
If you take a peek out of the office door, you can see that you're in just a very bland corridor. And if you find one of the kind of staff-only doors, then you can take a peek out of the circular window in the door and see where you are in the mall.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sort of suggest that we do that carefully and quietly.
Yeah. So once you're in position, you can see that you are on the other side of the floor from the entertainment store. I'll call it VHM. And you can see that there are a few minions kind of milling around on that floor. And then if you look very closely, if you have some kind of enhanced visual gadget, you can see that inside the shop there are the hostages and more minions keeping guard of them.
Great.
And there are also a couple of minions at the top of the escalator.
That is quite a lot of people, so someone might notice a quibbling in the light. So maybe the vents idea, or we could just fight them all. I don't know how you do it.
And also, just to be clear, I'm imagining it as it's kind of a massive balcony going in a U shape around, so you can see down to the lower floor below.
Right. And we're on one end of the U and the other shop is on the other end, so we'd need to...
Ah, right.
Got it.
Yeah.
Maybe in the maintenance section of this office, there will be vents.
Oh, I thought you were going to suggest boiler suits.
Boiler suits? Maybe we could dye them green?
Wait, Adib, can you change the colors of clothing?
I can rearrange it. I can't change the...
Oh, okay, that's not going to work.
Well, the boiler suit's blue, and then some of the uniforms are yellow, so you could dye them green together.
I don't think we've got time for that, Minnie.
Oh, okay.
Why don't we go up another level and then just drop down? Maybe, well, let's go back outside the building, scale around it.
Yeah.
You can climb, you can hover, you've got silks, I'm strong.
I don't think we have time to go back out, get up onto the roof, find a way through the roof down into that store. I think we go now.
Okay.
There's what, like two of these guys between us and the store itself?
Yes, yes. There are a couple just patrolling along this floor. And the escalator is on the other side of the store from you. So,
right.
Yeah, so it's like patrolling minions, store, and then escalator with a couple of minions at the top.
So there's four on our level.
Yes, there's four on your level currently, not counting the ones inside the shop.
Sure.
Okay. Cool. Well, I can cloak us so that we get a bit closer and they don't spot us as soon as we walk out of the door.
And I can pick them one by one, just bring them to Morgan and she can put them to sleep.
Yeah, I like that. Sounds like a plan.
Anyone that's in clothes, can't you just basically completely take over their body by moving their clothes around?
I need to touch the clothes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there's four of us. There's four of them. One each.
What? That doesn't make sense. We work together.
Just get it done, and I'm just going to go. I go.
I'm going to grab Minnie before we run out. Minnie, I feel like you're not a punchy. I can punch your one if you need me to. Let's just stick together.
Uh-huh. I don't think that he has great people skills. And Minnie says this like it has taken quite a lot of working out and stacking evidence and just...
Morgan's going to say, yeah, maybe don't write down everything he says. Come on, let's go.
Okay.
I'm going to go. So we got two who are standing at the top of the escalator to this floor, who I'm assuming are looking down the escalator, like,
yes,
to see them coming up. And then we've got two who are kind of patrolling around. I will go for one of the patrol-y guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think, given the sort of U-shape, going to crouch down sort of below the kind of railing so I'm obscured. I'm going to move quickly and quietly, not to the corner because obviously it's a U-shape, but to a point where he's about to come round, and then as this guy kind of steps out, I'm going to try and take him down. What do I do?
You roll to directly engage a threat.
Uh-oh.
And also, since we are entering a combat situation, team mechanics come into play.
Yeah.
So at the start of every session, you have one team in the pool, and as you enter a battle against a dangerous foe as a team, you can add two teams to the pool, so you currently have three, and there are some certain conditions to determine whether you have...
We are definitely ill-prepared and off-balance.
100%.
And, like, if Zenith is the leader, then... I don't know if mistrusts him is an accurate label for what Minnie feels, but definitely lack of faith.
Bad
so.
Leader. Never been a leader or part of a team.
Yeah, this is not about your performance. Like, that's cool. That's who Zenith is. But, like, Minnie is convinced for one of the first times that there is somebody that is less good at doing this stuff than she is.
And just to be clear to the audience members, the things we're talking about right now are actual game mechanics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yes. Like, that's the important thing.
Yeah, these are the conditions that determine how much of the group resource you have.
Mm.
Yeah.
So not a lot, I think.
Yeah. So if the leader has influence over every teammate at another team, I'm guessing we're saying that Zenith is the leader and presumably doesn't have influence over everyone.
If anything, yeah, people have influence over me.
So we're at three still. If everyone has the same purpose in the fight, add another team.
We've been told to fight different people.
Yeah.
And disagree about that.
We get no team bonuses, I think, is, yeah.
And you probably get a penalty if any team member mistrusts the leader of the team, as
I don't know if mistrust... No, I'm not going to say that, because, like, yeah, lack of faith in him as a competent leader is not the same as doesn't believe he means well.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's fair.
We'll keep that team.
But, yeah. But ill-prepared or off-balance, yeah.
Yeah.
So ill-prepared.
Oh, mama. So you have two team currently as a resource.
Great.
And if you spend one team to help a teammate, you can give them +1 to a roll. And you can also spend it selfishly and remove a team from the pool and shift one label up and one label down.
Right.
But yeah, so that is if you want to just take it for yourself. Which is not the teamly thing to do.
No.
One question.
Yes.
Because the mechanic highlights enter a battle against a dangerous foe as a team. So does that mean like we can use it against minions as well, or only like the big bosses or the important fights?
They got a bat with nails in. I'm gonna say they represent at least a small threat.
One of those guys has a hammer.
Yeah. I'm gonna say it's like just a fight. Yeah.
Okay. I think given that we sort of stood there in the doorway and looked at them and checked where they all were in relation to, you know, us, I'm gonna do this a lot. I'm gonna argue for be mindful of my surroundings. So for having assessed the situation before entering the fight, so I'm gonna make an assess the situation roll.
Great.
To see if I can get some questions on the situation, and that's plus. I'm rolling superior. 2d6 plus superior.
Indeed.
That's only one less than last time. That's a 12.
Woo! Zenith is on fire.
Woo!
Incredible. Yes. Please ask. You can ask 3 questions, I guess, because it's 2 as default and 1 plus for your ability.
Yeah. Crikey. Question number 1. Not there is one that's like who here is most vulnerable to me. I'm gonna say how is the guy that I've selected most vulnerable to me.
Mm. Really sensitive about his haircut.
He had it done today, he hasn't settled in yet.
Yeah, you can see with your highly trained eye that this one is just slightly wobbly on one ankle. Looks like it was sprained recently and is mostly healed, but
perfect.
Is a little wobbly.
Okay. Bad ankle. Just making the note.
I'm just imagining like the words bad ankle coming up in text on the screen.
What, like you've got a Tony Stark type interface on the inside of your helmet?
All
and
over
it's
the
like
inside of my
circled
helmet.
Him and then go, choing! And this is bad ankle.
Bad ankle. How could we, as a team, how could we best end this? And when I say this, I just mean these 4 guys. How could we best end this quickly and quietly?
Yeah, I think that you get the impression that if you were to utilize Adib's ability to like grapple and pull people with ribbons and maybe move them into the corridor where you currently are, that might be a good shout.
Fantastic. And finally, looking ahead to the store where the hostages are being held, does it look like, just from the outside, from where I'm looking, that there is a quiet way that, and I'm being very specific about this, a quiet way that I could get into that store? Not we, I.
That's valid.
It has...
any vents?
Yeah.
The outside.
Are you a little bit annoyed that like Morgan suggested that and you're like, damn it, that's actually a good idea?
I will say that there is the general, like the normal sliding doors at the front, the automatic doors at the front. And yeah, if you look up at the ceiling, you can see that there are tiles that you think you could lift and possibly get up into the roof space.
Cool. That is my assess. I will now hit this guy.
Excellent. Directly engage a threat. Roll plus danger. 2d6.
Danger, which is a -1 normally, which I've leveled out to a +1 for asking questions about his bad ankle.
Nice.
Fingers crossed. Okay. That's a 7.
A 7. You get to pick one of the list of resist or avoid their blows, take something from them, create an opportunity for your allies, impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition.
Interesting. I
don't necessarily want to give us away immediately. Would removing this guy from the equation count as creating an opportunity for Mike, given that he's kind of coming in the direction that we are coming from? If I'm taking this guy out, that potentially creates a window for the others to like move in and do their thing. But
yeah,
I don't know
sure.
if me getting a 7 on this roll means that I successfully do what I wanted to do, which was knock him out.
Yeah, you can absolutely, we can take this as you have sufficiently got the attention of both this guy and the other guy patrolling that they are distracted and other people can come in and do something with more surprise on their side.
Okay, what I'll say is hidden, you know, round the sort of bend of the U-shape of this balcony, guards walking towards me as he comes out from the side of the U-shape. I'm going to, from a crouched position, kick him very hard in the ankle. In the weak ankle. And I think he goes just sideways. And I think what distracts the other guard is this guy's head hitting the handrail. So there's a sort of donk. And then when the other guard turns around, this first guard just is no longer visible. And, you know, maybe he's sort of going, hey, and heading in that direction. So he's sort of drawn over to where we are. And that's my move.
All right. I would go after the other one.
Nice.
And a similar goal, I try to knock them down or just tie them up with my ribbons and throw them towards Morgan.
Cool.
Incredible, yes. I think that would be directly engage a threat in this case.
8 total.
8, nice. So you get to pick one of the options at your disposal.
Yeah, so my goal is just to throw them to Morgana so she can put them to sleep.
Nice.
To create an opportunity.
Yes, absolutely. You can create an opportunity. So, yeah, you can. I assume you take out your ribbons and wrap them around this unsuspecting.
Yeah, I would wrap them around and just pull them towards Morgana.
Amazing.
Morgan would be like, ah, and just put her hands just on his. Like, presumably, the only like piece of skin that's showing on him is his face.
Mm-hmm.
And is just gonna like basically take energy from him, and she doesn't really confidently know that she can completely do this because she doesn't practice on people very much,
mm-hmm.
but she has in the past put people to sleep, so she's gonna just try and take as much energy as she can without killing him, but putting him to sleep.
Nice.
Ooh, we're getting close to some accidental deaths. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that's an unleash your
yeah unleash your powers yeah. for sure
plus freak.
Yeah, my freak is plus 1, so that is, ooh, that's 11.
Ooh, tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works absolutely perfectly. This is as much to his shock as yours. This man is suddenly, his eyes are drooping and he's falling, and are you just kind of holding his head in place?
Yeah, just until I like lowering him down to the ground.
Yeah.
And you notice that, unlike when she did it with the plants, her eyes are glowing a little bit brighter green, because she's obviously absorbed quite a bit from him, and she is jacked right now. Oh my god, it worked. Point me at the next one.
Incredible. And at this point, as we are directly engaging in our first battle as a superhero team, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Cliffhanger!
And we're back. So we have one minion who has just been clonked against the barrier and slumped down on the ground, and one minion who has been put to sleep by some strange life absorption power. And the two remaining minions on this level, I think, are looking over to see what is going on with their comrades.
Yeah, Minnie will step out and a little confusedly get a tiny toy laser gun out.
I love you.
And say, drop your weapons or we will hurt you.
Zenith adds another facepalm printer.
It's a tiny, tiny little gun. It looks Very silly.
Is this just a statement of intent, or are you doing anything else at this point?
Yeah, I'm doing the... It's the provoke... Well, it's not a provoke. I'm trying to get them to do what
Yeah, provoke someone is make someone susceptible to your words, so you're basically telling them to surrender.
Yeah,
so,
I think that's the right
absolutely
move.
What you can do.
Yeah, there you go.
So roll plus superior, please.
Cool. I think I have quite a bit of superior because I am an alien.
What?
No! Don't
Whoa! Whoa! Hold
what
on!
A revelation!
What? Truth bomb dropped.
I can't handle this.
Oh, but I rolled two ones.
Oh, no.
I rolled two ones and my superior is plus two, so that does not get me to the success thing.
Oh, dear.
It is a tiny
it's
toy
perfect.
Laser gun.
This is perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, they start running directly towards you, one of them with a kitchen knife, the other with just a length of pipe.
Oh, boy.
Ah! In which case, Minnie, in a bit of a panic, like shoots the little toy laser gun and manipulates the light to be extremely strong, and it's aiming at them. When I say extremely strong, I mean like it would sting, not gonna blast a hole through them. But yeah, these people that are running towards her with a knife. So that would be an unleash your powers? Is that something I can...
I would say it's a directly engage a threat.
Oh, okay, cool.
So that's plus danger.
Oh dear, I don't think I'm very dangerous. Okay. Well, I rolled five and my danger is naught. So, like, basically, no is what the dice are telling me. So Minnie is standing in the middle of the kind of, you know, has stood out and has shot them with the gun. But what I'm thinking is that my guess is that it worked, but... She doesn't really know the levels at which things would hurt or really harm humans, so has misjudged it a bit, and it was just like...
Laser hair removal.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like a... And there's like a little bit of smoke coming out of the jacket where it hit them, but it hasn't stopped them. And it's like... And then she just... Ah! This isn't going to plan.
Morgan is very amped up right now, and... Right. You are one of her first friends. Like, so she is not losing a friend. So she's just going to run
lovely.
Directly.
Minnie definitely sees Morgan as a friend.
Yay! Directly at these two guards and is going to just clothesline them.
Incredible.
Yes. Nice. double clothesline.
Yeah, double clothesline. Either directly engage threat or protect, I thought.
Can I, while you're moving in, would I be able to use defend to help Minnie avoid the hits?
Oh, I'd prefer to be using directly engaged threat as well, because I'm more dangerous than I am savior, so...
All right, can I use defend in this point?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Adib can do a defend roll, and Morgan can do a directly engaged threat roll. Do a little combo move here.
I got a 5.
I've got 11.
Ooh.
Whoa.
So what I think happens here is that the minion with the knife kind of gets Minnie in a sort of chokehold.
Oh!
And, like, raises the knife threateningly. Like, not necessarily intending to do anything, but just intending to be, like, as threatening as possible. But then Morgan comes up behind. You can definitely take them both out if you maneuver yourself correctly. On a 10 plus, you get to pick two of the benefits from directly engaged threat as well.
Oh! Ooh.
I mean, the take something from them could easily be Minnie.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so...
Mine.
Mine now. Yeah, so, I mean, absolutely. So I take Minnie from them. So instead of clothes... So I've got my arms out ready to clothesline, but I've mistimed it a bit. So could I have clotheslined one of them? So, like, I've...
Yeah.
Knocked one of them out. And then the one that's got Minnie, I'm just going to, like... arm around Minnie and just pull her straight away from him and just be like, absolutely not, get off my friend.
Sucked out of the...
For sure, yeah. So you are three down, one to go. This one who has just been had Minnie snatched from him is still knifed, but is surrounded by four superheroes, so it's not going to last very long.
No.
If it is possible for Minnie to move again, I think... That was not nice! Reaches out, touches the knife, makes it incredibly heavy, and it drops to the floor.
Yeah, absolutely. I think no roll required. That happens.
I will join in and try to help with the last guy.
Nice. Yes. What do you want to do? Do you want to directly engage a threat?
Yeah.
Roll plus danger, please.
All right. So I got a 10 total.
Nice.
Excellent. So you get to pick two of the benefits.
This is the last one, so I just want to knock them out.
Excellent. Yeah. How are you going to be doing this?
I would be wrapping his entire body with my white ribbon.
Fantastic.
Slamming him on the ground.
Amazing.
I'm really pissed off for screwing up my previous attempt to help.
Is he like wrapped up super neatly with some very complex like weaving that will only get tighter the more he wiggles, just to kind of make up for it not working before? You've got to
Basically there's a mummy right now on the floor.
And I'm absolutely imagining, please feel free to tell me that this is not the case, but I'm imagining very cartoon like he just kind of is standing up straight and then flops directly to one side and then flops directly to the other side, just like knocks his head off the floor.
Slam, slam.
Yeah. So yeah, absolutely. These four minions are completely taken out.
Does it seem like we've alerted anyone else to what's going on out here?
Yeah, I think you can see that there are a couple of curious little faces peeking out of the entertainment store.
Are they minion faces?
Yeah, minion faces, clad in mismatched green outfits.
Very good of them to be so identifiable.
Mm. Yeah, branding. It's all about branding.
Morgan is still holding Minnie, obviously, because she doesn't really notice the extra weight, and just says, Minnie, can you blind them with the light?
Oh, yes.
Temporarily.
Minnie, while still kind of, I'm guessing, held under the arm, like, you know, like a, I don't know, a carpet, kind of reaches up and is twiddling her fingers around, and light is reflecting, like, all, everything seems to be a mirror and is shining towards the entertainment store. So you get the idea that if they're looking out, it would be like looking right at the sun. Like, just, you can kind of get an idea of what's out there, but it's just super hard to like make it out. If you want to make me do an unleash your powers roll, but it seems relatively functional, I don't know. But like, you know, not directly engaging a threat.
Yes. Yeah, I'm absolutely very happy to make this an unleash your powers roll.
Do it.
It is. Yeah, it's not directly hurting them. It is kind of overcoming an obstacle.
Unleash. Oh, 5 plus 1 is still 6, so it still fails.
Oh, no.
Minnie's superior is starting to slip.
What does it look like as Minnie tries to shine the light in these minions' faces?
It's just really glittery. It just looks really like the entertainment store looks really cool. Like shiny and stuff, but the people in there are still clearly able to see us. Like the light is clearly not directly in their eyes, it's kind of just reflecting off the windows.
And it's actually illuminating us a little bit more, if anything.
It's not great is what it is. It's not great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So these minions start to dash forward, trying to see what...
No, it's okay. That was my idea. I mean, I'm sorry.
No, it's my fault. It's really... I'm sorry. You're a really fantastic human.
Thanks.
Okay, I think at this point, Zenith will, off the communication, off of our communicators, just very quietly mutter, I knew this was a bad idea. And I will pull the trigger on the shutdown of the mall's lights and electronics.
Really wish I hadn't focused the sun to make everything really bright with natural
light. I'm hoping that's like an effect that's been and gone. If it's just if it seems to be continuing, then I won't do that.
No, but I just mean there is some natural light. Is it worth?
Yeah, this is very true. I'm thinking more about the inside of the store at this point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna do that, and then my pitch for what I want to do is, how many of these guys are coming out of the shop right now?
I'm going to say there's another 2, and there's 3 staying behind in the shop to guard
Grand.
The hostages.
I'm going to break from the group completely, move towards these guys, and as I get about sort of equidistant between them and the rest of the team as they're approaching, I'm going to drop a smoke bomb, and I want to get in that vent without being seen.
Yes.
Leaving everyone else outside.
I'd serve best as a distraction.
Yeah. We're doing very well at that.
Okay, I have an idea. Like, so is the light still there, or is it like mostly gone from Minnie?
Yeah, that's gone.
Okay, so I'm just gonna call her, just do that again, and I'm gonna take my red turban and just shape it into large wings. Ooh. So that once the light hits the back, there's a silhouette of a large winged creature. Cool. Approaching the shop, just to scare off the minions inside.
Cool. Like, definitely Minnie can kind of reflect the light so that it, where it's above, it's kind of curving round and is coming now from behind you. Do you want me to make another Unleash Your Powers roll? For me to fail.
Or is it me?
I would like Adib to make an Unleash Your Powers roll.
Right. Good. Anyone else but me, roll the dice. Yes.
All right, so Unleash. That is a 6.
Six total.
Minus one, so
five. Oh, nice. No.
You're rubbish.
Yeah, what you hoped was a very threatening silhouette turns out to be just kind of like hand puppet, sort of. It's like, it's quite adorable. Like, you could make a great career doing like shows for kids.
I can't do this.
Just as a quick note to the audience, when our lovely heroes fail a roll, they can mark potential, and when they collect 5 of those, they can pick an advance. So even though things may not be going entirely to plan, there is a reward
when
at the end of the rainbow.
I'm like accelerating towards a whole new move. I'm really excited by this, folks. And yeah, that's cool. The laser gun doesn't need to work at all. I'm fine with that.
That's actually quite a wise and sensible choice.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah.
Trying to work out what the best role is for Zenith to do
I
things.
I think I've got it, because my no powers but all the training ability, when I pick up a new piece of gear, like, I don't know, some smoke bombs, the first time I use that piece of gear to directly engage a threat, unleash powers or defend, I can roll plus superior instead of plus whatever else it's meant to be. So I'm pitching for me using this as an unleash power, because I have powers, but I'm using the smoke bomb to create the distraction and then get into the vent. Can we fold that into a roll?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. You can roll plus superior on an unleash
Amazing.
Your powers roll.
Please
sure.
Don't be bad. That's a 10.
Your plan goes flawlessly. You set off these smoke bombs. The minions who are distracted by this endearing puppet show are even more distracted by the smoke going off in their faces, and you manage to knock one of the ceiling tiles out of the way and shimmy up without too much issue.
I'm in the walls.
So,
did you say that to us?
No.
Yeah, sure. No, that's scans.
I am not communicating with you.
Yeah. My idea is just failing, so I've stopped doing the pathetic roar and just go and fight one of them.
Cool. Give me a directly engaged threat roll, please.
That is a 7.
7. Okay, you get to pick one of the benefits if you so desire.
So I will just unarm them, so take something from them.
Great, yes. You managed to take... What did I say they had? Did I say they had anything?
Hammer.
Yeah, it's just hammer and nail.
Hand-man.
Duo. Yeah.
They're going to be like our team's like rivals. They're going to be like our nemeses. Yeah.
They seem roughly as competent.
How dare you?
Roughly as competent as the average of us.
Yeah, this is indeed hammer and nail. This is canon now.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Yep.
Hammer with his hammer and nail with his nail baseball bat. So yeah, you absolutely take the hammer out of the grip of one of the minions, who is looking displeased to be so humiliated.
It was a special weapon.
Oh. Yeah. It was his granddad's hammer, ancestral hammer.
He used for holding up hostages and putting up sheds. It's a multi-purpose tool.
Are they, so if they're within grabbing reach of us, I mean, Morgan's just going to try and put them to sleep as well.
Amazing.
I think it's probably a good call.
Yes. I'm going to say you can do one at a time if that's all right.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, yes, give me an Unleash Your Powers roll for this, please.
Okay. I'm rolling really well. So that's a 10.
Excellent.
Nice.
Are you going for the armed one or the unarmed one?
Where are they? Who's closer to me?
I'll say that the unarmed one is closer to you.
Then I'll go for the unarmed one, which is a shame, but...
Yes, Morgan, you have successfully managed to drain the energy from the unarmed minion who slumps down on the ground, lifeless for now, but just asleep. There is the one remaining minion who has their baseball bat with nails in, ready to strike.
Can I just, for flavour, Minnie, I'm definitely still holding you, and I'm now getting really amped, so I might be squeezing you a bit too tight, because I don't really have a concept of how strong I am right now, because I'm flooded with new energy.
Minnie's gonna, like, wiggle a bit, like, you know, like, how about, you're doing great, by the way, absolutely wonderful. And I am now going... I don't know how Minnie's moves... All of Minnie's moves are basically... Don't seem related to anything, right? Like, the best of them... When you comfort or support someone by telling them how they exemplify the best parts of Earth, roll plus freak instead of plus mundane. Now, does that mean that I'm just get to roll on how good the compliment is? Or does that then affect whatever I do?
That does have mechanical benefits, because when you comfort or support someone, that means they have a condition, you can clear it, so it's basically like a healing thing.
Okay.
So it's kind of cleric-y.
Cool. Well, everyone's fine so far. We haven't done any marking conditions either.
No.
So just like, cool, just complimenting you for no reason. That's fine. I'll go in the shop. Have we got rid of everyone now?
No.
There's one guy left.
Okay, I'm going to shoot him with my laser gun, if that's... Okay.
Absolutely, yeah. Directly engage a threat, please.
This time this is going to work, and you are going to, like, really regret this. And I... Ooh, it will actually, because that's an 8.
Nice.
Yes.
Excellent. Yes.
Phew.
All right, so yes, you get to pick one of the benefits from directly engage a threat.
Ooh, I'm excited by this. It's my first time that move has worked.
Yay.
I'm going to take his confidence from him.
Nice.
And... create an opportunity for my allies. So I'm going to take his confidence and tension, because it's a really stingy laser. There's an opportunity for anyone to step up and to punch him.
Adib, do you want to try and take this one out?
Yeah, I will continue engaging a threat.
Go for it.
Which is a 3.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
Oh boy, mark potential.
Yeah, mark potential. What were you trying to do and how does it go awry?
Yeah, I would, just the same as I usually do, I would try to wrap them with my ribbons, but my ribbons get stuck with all the furniture around.
Oh no!
Yeah.
I just swung them way too far.
Yeah, there's a couple of benches and bins just around that are suddenly covered in ribbons.
Well, Morgan's going to have a go then, if that's okay.
Go for it, yeah.
I mean, Morgan hasn't had this pure energy absorption experience for a very long time, so it's really amped up right now. Eyes glowing, kind of veins pulsing a bit, and doesn't trust herself to put him to sleep because she's afraid she might go too far. So just tries to... This might not work either, but just knock him out, punch him. Yeah. She's definitely got the strength, but it's a question of... Does she kill him? Because she doesn't want to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
She just wants to knock him out.
All right. Please give me a... Yeah, please give me a directly engage a threat roll.
Oh.
Don't do a murder.
Uh-oh. I think she might be about to do a murder. That's a 6.
A 6. All right. I will say that in this case, with your newfound strength, you kind of put... so much force behind it, you kind of throw yourself off balance.
Okay, good.
And
yeah, that's
so it. Yeah, so you, yeah, so your fist kind of just swings past this minion's face and you kind of throw yourself up against the barrier, and you can hear a crack as it sort of bows against your weight.
So I was looking at directly engage a threat, and where it says on a hit, which is anything over a 7, you trade blows. On a 10, you pick 2, and on a 7 to 9, you pick 1.
Yes, I think I've been misinterpreting that. I apologize.
So I should have actually hit them.
Yes.
Cool. All of this happens, but then Minnie hits them.
Yeah, doing combat for the first time in a new system is always...
Yeah. I'm just... Me also misinterpreting.
We're all misinterpreting together.
So, rather than, like, retconning and, like, undoing everything everyone's done, I'm just going to say Minnie's standing there with the gif of the woman with all the sums hovering in front of her face, like, trying to work out what happens next. And be like, wait a second, and then just punches this dude in the face. It's like, take that, dude! And it doesn't require another roll because I'm just taking the hit that I should have taken earlier. And I'm sorry for getting that wrong and confusing you, audience. But this is our first combat, so we will get slicker, probably.
It will, maybe. As will our heroes, I'm sure.
Yes, our heroes are probably, woefully unprepared maybe. And untrained for this as...
method acting.
Yeah. Absolutely. But yes, thank you so much, Lydia, for...
punching the dude.
Yes. Yeah. So I assume, do you make your fist incredibly dense to...
Oh, yeah. You know what? Well, I don't want to complicate it because this is the previous hit. I just want to punch this dude in the face because we're getting to this entertaining point of like people have been punching and swinging past. They're like... The ribbons have come and failed. We're like, this is getting embarrassing. So just want to punch him in the face.
Absolutely, yeah. Your fist lands directly on one of his temples.
Yay!
And he just sways for a second and falls down and the baseball bat with nails clatters beside him. And
yeah, absolutely love it.
You hammered that nail.
Yeah.
Way! And since again, reading the rules, as I am doing now, and I totally did before, it says on a hit, trade blows. So he definitely gets to punch me before that happens. But, like, it stings, but that's fine. I live, it seems. Right?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Ow!
Wonderful. So, as you have cleared out the minions that are currently between you and the hostages, there are 3 minions currently guarding the hostages, but we will have to deal with them next time. So thank you so much for listening to this episode of Chapter Multiverse. And before we say goodbye, I would like to ask each of our wonderful players where we can find them on the internet, starting with Lowry.
You can find me on Lowry Tweets and other Rusty Quilled things.
Nice. And Ahmed.
Hi, you can find me at Mr. Al-Jabri everywhere, but mostly on Twitter.
Nice. And Lydia.
Hi, you can find me on Twitter at LydNicholas and on Twitch at UrbanChooks. But it's not really me, it's my chickens. But like you, it's the
chickens.
Same thing.
Really.
Chickens.
Deep down.
Yay.
We're all chickens, really.
And Pip.
Yes, I'm Pip Gladwin. I can be found at Pip_Gladwin on Twitter. And that's the only place you'll ever find me. You'll never find me.
Much like Zenith.
Yep, I won't let you. I won't let you find me.
Oh no, you're behind me.
You can find me on Twitter at Maddie_abstract, where there are links to all the things that I do. And we hope to see you next time on Chapter and Multiverse. But until then, from all of us here in the Space Between Worlds, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Chapter and Multiverse is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Sharealike 4.0 International License. It is directed by Maddie Searle and produced by Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. The Eternal Tavern Keeper was played by Kareem Cronfley. This episode was edited by Lorianne Davis, Tessa Vroom, and Maddie Searle, with music by Nico Vertese. Thank you for listening.